You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman. Good morning and glad to have you on this week. Today's show, we're going to be talking about America's retirement system and is it failing you? And if so, what can you do about it? You know, there's a lot of things that we hear about in the media, a lot of stuff we see talking about Social Security failing and, you know, a lot of dire stats about people not being able to retire. And, you know, really the truth is always, of course, somewhere in between all those, high and low points. So really what I wanted to do is kind of go over a couple different things. And, you know, one of the things, of course, is Social Security has been something that's been here for a long time. And, you know, it's not going away. It does have some pressures. Pensions once were things that we all got and most of us don't now. So, you know, what's behind all this doom and gloom? I mean, is it really true that, you know, we're not going to have much of a retirement? And, you know, really what I feel is the answer is a little bit just more it's on your own, right? I mean, that's the biggest difference that, you know, we've been moving to over the last 10, 20, and even 30 years. And so that's one of the problems is for most people, you know, way back when, you know, it was 50s, 60s, you worked for a company for 20, 30, 40 years, got a lifetime paycheck when you hit 65, or a lot of people, even when they could even retire earlier at 55 or even 62 and turn on that early Social Security. So, you know, there really wasn't much planning. There wasn't much to do in terms of, you know, figuring this all out. So really now it's a lot more on you. It's not going to be somebody else helping you. And the sad part is really in our financial system and our educational system, there is no method for education. You know, I've written a book on financial literacy. It was actually a textbook for a joint venture with a professor out of University of Harrisburg in Pennsylvania. And that's one of the things we do with the Financial Knowledge Institute. We do talks at companies and organizations teaching people how to do financial planning, all this stuff that you really need to be finding out about. Because, you know, there's a lot of great stuff that's out there, but people just really don't go find it because we all have more fun stuff to do, right? We want to be planning for our vacations or, you know, doing other stuff with family or just having fun. And, you know, financial stuff for a lot of people, I find, I don't know, maybe 75-80% of the people I walk, you know, come across, they really hate this stuff. Now, for the 10 or 20% that love money and love to talk about it and play with it, those are usually the ones who do search out that education, but they're also the ones who typically are going to be on top of those things. So really for most of us, how do we figure out ways to really come up with a solution in terms of how to save money, how to learn how to spend money correctly? And that's one of the tough things. I mean, there's a lot of data out there, a lot of things, but you know, really there's not much real true education. So, I mean, one of the things that we also offer for people, and, you know, this is something where if you just log onto our website, we can easily, send you the information on this, is a thing called a wealth coordination account. And to me, that's just a simple, easy thing. It's a kind of a budget. And the problem I find with most people with budgeting is there's tons of details, tons of numbers. Nobody really wants to do all that analysis. So one of the things we can give you is this wealth coordination account, which really divides your money up into two types of money. One is fixed types of expenses. So, you know, obviously it could be a mortgage and rent, but it could be car insurance, could be property taxes, could be, you know, lots of different things like homeowners or renters coverage. Some of those things you pay annually, some you pay quarterly, some you pay monthly. Some are even semi-annual. So what this spreadsheet does is it converts it into a monthly bill. And so if you set aside all your fixed expenses in one account, that will all of a sudden pay all your fixed bills. So when you have some big bill coming up, it doesn't matter because you already have the money sitting in that account. And so that's one of the good solutions to having that money when you need it. And then you have the extra money that's your variable stuff. So that's all your fun stuff and stuff like groceries and, you know, all the boring stuff, but it's really, you know, your lifestyle money. And once you know how much your lifestyle money should be, and you go over that lifestyle amount of money, then you're going to really start knowing, okay, yeah, this is, you know, I'm spending too much, or if you've run out of money in that variable account, then you definitely know you've spent too much. And that's one of the easy ways to develop a budget. So, you know, that'd be one of the first things to start off with is figuring out, okay, how can we do this retirement stuff with without knowing what we can spend and what we need to have. Because one of the big numbers, of course, you need is how much do I need to have in retirement? You know, what is enough? You know, obviously more is always better, but you know, there has to be a number where you start off that calculation at. So, you know, that's one of the things that we help people look at in when they first come into our office. You know, really what we do is we look at your entire situation and say, okay, where are you headed right now? Your money's someplace. So let's see how it's growing. Let's what risk level is it at? If the next meltdown comes soon, you know, this Trump bubble bursts and the stock market starts tanking back down, you know, how much risk do you have? So we want to know that those issues. And then we want to figure out, okay, how do we get that income plan? How do we have a investment plan and also a tax plan? I mean, obviously tax time's coming up here. Really want to know how's taxes interfere with your investments and your income. How does that interrelate? And then lastly, you want to look at the legacy and the healthcare issues and put that all into one cohesive plan. And so that's one of the things that we do for the first 10 callers today. We'll actually do this plan for no cost, no obligation. We'll go through all those information for you and really lay out a great path to a worry-less wealth retirement. So if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is give us a call. The phone number here is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. You can call or text 408-297-9800, or you can always go online at wealthcreatorradio.com. So now getting back into the subject we were talking about here is really looking at, you know, what type of plan do you have? So, you know, are you counting on some sort of what they call defined benefit pension plan? So that's where you're getting something from an employer. Most likely you're really looking at a 401k, or maybe you're at a nonprofit, so the 403b. This is an employer-sponsored plan. You know, there's goods and bad items, of course, about those. So figuring out that. Then if you're already retired, then how are you going to use that money? How are you going to turn that into an income source? So really that's the next plan, is once you switch from that accumulation mode to that distribution mode. So that's when you're trying to take this money out and do something with it. That's really what you want to do, is figure out, okay, how can I do that plan? And also, how's it going to be tax-wise? Because one of the things that I find that's always amazing is how much more complicated taxes are in retirement. Nobody ever believes me until they get there and they're just like shocked. You know, we can do a plan just for that, looking at all these different options, look at where your money's going today, where you're headed, and make sure you're on the right path. Again, it's totally complimentary, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, it's 408-297-9800. If you're one of the first 10 callers and you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, that's all we ask. We will give you this complimentary, no cost, no obligation plan. Again, that's 408-297-9800. Or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle: legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and we've been covering, is America's retirement system failing you? And if so, what should you be doing about it? So really what we wanted to talk about was the Social Security. I mean, this was an experiment that kind of started back in the 30s. And lots of times, people don't really realize what Social Security was set up. A lot of people think it's, hey, I'm paying in money for me. And really, no, that was set up to have that money go out right away. So I believe her name's Ida Mae Fuller, was the first recipient of Social Security, and she had not paid in for very long, and she got those checks for quite some time afterwards. And that's because what happens is that system's designed to have the workers paying for the people who are retired today. And of course, back in the 30s, you know, retirement planning was kind of a newer concept, believe it or not, just because most people kind of worked till they dropped. And, you know, the actual Social Security age, the retirement age of 65 was mainly picked because that was the life expectancy at the time was around 61, 62. So, you know, it made sense to have, you know, people paying out for, you know, a couple years to make sure if you're, you know, too old to work that you can, you know, not have to keep working. And, you know, the reality now is, you know, I've actually, you know some people right now that are on their 30th plus year in getting Social Security. So, you know, it's not really was designed for that, but it is definitely being used for that as a very long-term, you know, retirement tool. So really what happened was then there was a lot of talk of this three-legged stool. And what that really is talking about is the first leg was the Social Security. So in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and actually even when I started in the business in the early 90s, they still had this three-legged stool talk pretty prevalent. And so the first leg was Social Security, and that's your, you know, kind of your base of your, you know, your savings of your retirement. The second one was your pension that you got from your company. And then the third one was your personal savings. So, you know, that kind of made sense, right? You know, you got a little bit of money coming from each one, and as long as they're all balanced, you know, that stool won't fall over. But, you know, if anybody's tried to ever sit on a two-legged stool, they don't do it for very long. So, you know, what's the problem with this is most people, that pension's gone. I mean, for very few companies in the Bay Area, I mean, obviously, if you work for government, you still have one. If you're in the, you know, education system, you still have one. You know, Lockheed and Kaiser have been very quickly, you know, phasing out their pensions. A lot of those people are taking earlier retirements because they've been cutting all sorts of benefits for their retirements. And so most of those, if they weren't already gone, you know, they're about to be gone. And so that's the tough part is, okay, now we've got this two-legged stool. And there was actually just recently an article in the Wall Street Journal talking to the guys who originally really invented the kind of the 401k. I mean, it wasn't necessarily an invention. It was actually somebody perceiving part of the tax code and realizing that, you know, you could use this for more than just the top employers. Because normally what originally was set up for was the 401k code section was really to hopefully help a lot of the execs put a little way extra money of their own. But it did require the other employees to be able to have access to it. And so that's why it kind of grew into this way to initially they thought it was going to be that third leg of the stool. Literally the guys who started the first 401ks, you know, what they said in this article was talking about the fact that they said, hey, if we have a way for employees to add money to their pension, you know, out of their own pocket, that's a great way. Well, what happened to the company side of things is they said, hey, why are we still doing a pension if they can put money away and we'll just match it? And so really, that, as we all know now, that's pretty much what's happened. And so that's one of the big issues is how do we go about this? Because of what happened back then was, you know, your company funded a pension plan. They had professional money managers running the money. They had a well-diverse, you would have never, ever seen, and still to this point, you would never see a pension have 100% of their money in stocks and bonds. That would be unheard of. Nobody would ever do such a thing. They would have their money in, you know, mortgages. They'd have their money in real estate. They'd have all sorts of different types of ways to, you know, put away money. And they would never put it all in the stock and bond market. Well, what happened there? Along with the 401ks, you know, in the 80s, we had the run-up in the stock market. We had the computer revolution, you know, mostly coming out of Bay Area here. And so what happened there is the Fidelities of the world, the Vanguards, all these big companies started saying, you know, hey, why do we need these insurance companies that are also a part of this 401k? Because most 401ks, I remember FMC, when I very first started, I had a client there that was, you know, now it's United Defense, but when they first started, they had three options in their 401k. They had a stock option, a bond option, and a guaranteed investment contract that was issued by an insurance company. And believe it or not, the guaranteed insurance contract was paying a measly 8%, which nobody wanted because the stock market was doing 20, right? If only we could get that 8% today. So really what you want to do is look at how do all these things, you know, interrelate. And, you know, one of the solutions can be kind of buying your own pension. And that's been kind of the bigger thing for the last couple of years, probably about the last 10 years, I'd say, in the business, that I've seen a lot more and more people shifting towards and saying, okay, with the dot-com crash, and especially after the 08, you know, Great Recession crash, how can I make sure some of my money's going to be there no matter what? I mean, how do I not screw this up is really what a lot of people come and ask me about is, you know, how do I make sure that this happens no matter what? And so the easy way to do that is to actually, you can actually, there's products out on the market today where you can actually buy a lifetime income. Now, most of these are best to do when you have about 5 to 10 years, you know, to go to retirement. So really, a lot of times people say, oh, I should be planning. I'm too far away. It's like, no. That's when you want to be planning. I mean, the toughest things for me to do as a financial advisor is for somebody saying, hey, I'm going to retire next month or next year. You know, how can I get all this money, you know, built up and guaranteed for the rest of my life? Well, you know, when you need the money that fast, it's a little tougher to have, you know, the tools and the techniques that we can use. So that's really what we want to do is plan this out a little bit farther out. There's a lot of great products that can literally on a, you know, lifetime income basis, guarantee your money to double on usually a 10-year timeline. And that's, you know, with the catch of you have to take it out over the rest of your life. You can't take it out as a lump sum. But really, that's what you're looking for in retirement is to take that money out over, you know, your rest of your life. So, you know, that's what people really need to be doing for some portion of it. Now, what portion of your money should you be using? Really, for me, that's what we've been using instead of bonds, because bonds, we all know, haven't been earning much. And right now they're super, super risky because we know the interest rates will go up and the bond values are going to drop. You know, these income tools can be a great solution to having some sort of private pension in essence, you know, some way to have some guaranteed lifetime income. And so, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, something you'd like to get a little bit more information about, you know, that's why we have people come in our office and we sit down, we kind of go over these things. And we could even do it virtually over the phone if we need to, if you live too far away. But really what we want to do is see where you're at today, you know, find out some information about you, you know, what's your goals, what's your dreams, where are you trying to get to? And then let's develop a plan for how to get there and making sure we're not being too much risk. We're not going to have the plan blow up because the market drops or something like that. And then we're going to have some protections for inflation, for healthcare, all these different issues that you got to watch out for. So again, you got to have an income plan or else you cannot retire. So that's one of the things that if you want this no cost, you know, totally free plan, it's up to you. All you have to do is give us a call, 408-297-9800. If you saved at least $250,000 for retirement, just give us a call or text, 408-297-9800. And if you want us to be your financial hero, again, call 408-297-9800. And also, you can find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com. You're listening to Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Take control of your financial future. Certified financial planner Eric Heckman invites you to his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshops. These monthly educational workshops will help you learn proven strategies to maximize your retirement income and reduce your financial risk. Eric will also answer questions on Social Security, how to survive in a low interest rate environment, year-end tax planning, and more. Join Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshop at noon on the third Thursday of every month. A light lunch and parking will be provided. Reservations are required, so call today, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. For more information, go to wealthcreator.com and click on upcoming events. That's wealthcreator.com. Seats go fast, so call now, 408-297-9800.
Welcome back. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. So today we're going over, is America's retirement system failing you? And if so, what to do about it? And so we've been talking a little bit about how to get that pension and how to get that income. So obviously the other way is, you know, what do you have in place now at your work or, you know, other options? So, you know, the 401k is kind of the go-to thing for most companies today. Now, if you work with a small employer, it might be a simple IRA. It could be a 403b if you're in nonprofit or if you're in teaching or education field. So, and then even the government fields have a 457, which is usually considered a deferred compensation plan. So lots of different numbers and names and stuff, but really they basically all have a couple different components, right? So one of the first ones, of course, is you get that tax deduction, right? So one of the things that I always love to point out to people is when you fund a 401k or an IRA for that matter, do you really get a tax deduction? Well, if you look on your W-2, and for a lot of people, if you're getting, you know, around tax time here, you'll see a couple different numbers on your total wages. So you'll have taxable wages, you'll have Social Security wages, and you'll have Medicare wages. So Social Security wages last year were capped out at 118. This year, even though people getting Social Security only got a 0.3 raise, we're jumping to 127 on the maximum for Social Security. And on Medicare, there is no maximum. So the difference usually, if you're over one of those limits, what you'll see is, and even if you're under one of the limits, you'll see there's a difference between your taxable wages and your Social Security wages and Medicare wages. The most accurate is your Medicare wages. And what the difference there is you still pay taxes on your 401k contributions if you're, you know, for whatever you put in there for Social Security and Medicare both. So that's one thing I find a lot of people don't even realize, that their tax deductible 401ks are not actually fully tax deductible. They're state and federal tax deductible, but not in terms of what they call FICA or Medicare. You know, those are one things that you need to be paying attention to, because you are paying taxes still on that. And then you're not really saving money on your taxes. You're procrastinating. You're pushing it down the road, or kicking the can down the road, if you want to use that expression. A lot of people I work with who are retired or retiring, they're shocked at their taxes that they owe, because now they found out they're not in a lower tax bracket in retirement that they thought they were going to be. And now they're owing all this taxes. Now, sometimes you may be. I mean, you know, if you're in Silicon Valley and you're both working, you know, married couple, both working, making lots of money, you know, over 150 at least, you know, yeah, you're going to be in a higher bracket now than you probably will be in your retirement. So it does make sense still to fund those plans. But as long as you know that, you know, you are going to owe the taxes. I mean, the funny part is, you know, lots of times when people talk about their house, I mean, maybe their house is worth $1 million, but they've got a $600,000 mortgage. So they'll say, I got, you know, $1 million house, but I only have $400,000 in equity. You know, the weird part is if somebody had built up $1 million in their 401k, I don't hear them talking about the $300,000 they owe or $350,000 they owe in taxes, and that they only have equity of $650,000 or $600,000 in their 401k. Really, that's what you should be talking about, because same difference. You know, you do have a taxable gain, you do have taxes due. And actually worse, with your 401k, it's all taxable gain. There's no $500,000 exclusion like you do for a house. So the next part is, do you actually even have an option on your 401k? Now, since 2008, most 401ks do actually have an option for doing maybe a Roth conversion, or Roth contribution, I should say, where you can put some of your money after tax. So that means you will pay the tax today, but it'll grow tax-free. And when you hit retirement, you know, if that money grows, you know, you put in 10 grand and it grows to 50 by retirement, all 50 is yours. It's not 50 minus your taxes. So, you know, that'd be one thing to be looking at, especially if you're at a lower bracket right now. You definitely want to have that money being tax-free later. But even at the higher brackets, I mean, maybe giving up some of that tax write-off to get that tax-free money may be worth it. So, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, really what we do is when people come in and meet with us, we look at where they're going. You know, what are you doing today? What kind of options do you have? We'll look at those employee benefits that you have. you know, are you making full use of them? Are you, you know, really using them the best options that they have? You know, what does your plan offer? And then from there, we'll design a plan saying, okay, here's where you're headed. Is that where you want to be going, first of all? And, you know, how far away are you from where you should be going? And what kind of actions, what kind of corrections can we make? And then it's up to you. If you want to do that, you're fine. If not, you know, that's okay too. So if you do want to take advantage of this, just give us a call, 408-297-9800. All we ask is you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement. Again, the phone number is 408-297-9800. And you can call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always go online at wealthcreatorradio.com. What are the other options that you should be looking in your 401k? Well, one of the newer ones is having an option to actually do an after-tax contribution too. So maybe you have other monies that you want to put away. This is something where you can actually put that in there after tax. So it's kind of like a Roth, and some of them are even allowing you to convert into a Roth. So yeah, these are a lot of the benefits that you should be looking at. Now, the other hard part is, where are you putting that money once it's in there? Well, that's the tough part, is it's all in the stock market. Typically, all 401ks are all stocks and bonds. So if you want some sort of alternative asset, if you want something that's, you know, maybe like a real estate fund, or you want something that's guaranteed principal, or any of these types of things, you know, some of these private debt funds that are paying 8%, there's a lot of great investment vehicles that you cannot get in your 401k. So how do you, you know, allocate that? Well, one of the things is, if you've got some old money and some money that in old 401ks or in IRAs, once you roll that money to an IRA, and that could be from a 403B, it could be from a 457, all these different plan numbers and names. Once you've left that employer, you can roll that to an IRA. And once you've done that, then the world of investments are pretty much fully open to you. I mean, there's tons and tons of stuff you can do then. And so lots of times what we'll do is we'll look at what you're doing right now with your 401k and say, okay, what are the areas that 401k is missing? And pretty much I can guarantee you, you know, real estate investment trusts are often not there. Small, international small company stocks, rarely there. And even often emerging markets aren't there. So those are some areas, but I can definitely tell you there's no guaranteed type of accounts where your principal is safe. Again, you know, if you have some assets there, then you can reallocate your IRA, you know, to those other missing pieces, if you want to call it that. And then your overall plan is now cohesive, and, you know, now it really makes sense. So, you know, really that's what you want to be looking at, is how does all your money allocate compared to just that one section of your plan? And again, so that's one of the things that we can look at. We can sit down and say, okay, what's going on with your plan today? You know, where are you headed? What are those risks? If the stock market tanks out, how much money are you going to lose? If you want to take some time, spend some time on yourself and make sure you get what you need to do, which is a good retirement and a good financial plan, all you have to do is pick up the phone, give us a call, 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to have Drew Frampton with O2 Mortgage, and we're going to be talking about FHA and how does that relate to mortgages today. So again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. So stay tuned for Wealth Creator Radio.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I've got my special guest here, Drew Frampton with O2 Mortgage.
How's it going?
Good. So Drew, what should we be talking about today in real estate, since it's a new year and spring's coming up and people are looking to usually sell, right?
Right. I think a real great thing right now, and something that just came out recently in the news, is that FHA is planning to lower their mortgage insurance premium by 0.25%. So, that's something that a lot of people don't consider. FHA is usually that first-time home buyer kind of pigeonholed there, but it can potentially be a big deal for people who don't necessarily think of FHA as their go-to loan program.
So you mean instead of borrowing from a regular bank or regular mortgage broker, how's the FHA program differ?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So FHA stands for Federal Housing Administration, and essentially all they're doing is insuring loans. FHA lenders that are approved with FHA, they're insuring the loans, meaning if the loans go bad or they defaulted, the lender can go back to FHA and say, hey, you insured these for us, I'd like you to make us whole. So that's all FHA truly is. Now, they'll only insure loans that meet their guidelines, but because of that insurance, it protects the lenders and they're able to offer loans that maybe are a little bit more aggressive in pricing and also a little less strict in underwriting guidelines.
So, yeah, maybe tell us a little bit more about like who's the ideal person or who's this helping? Because, yeah, I'm used to the first-time home buyer deal with FHA, but...
Right. So, yeah, the first-time home buyer, the reason why FHA is pigeonholed into the first-time home buyer program is essentially it's for cash-strapped first-time home buyers, right? The people who don't necessarily have 20%, which in the Silicon Valley, if you're a first-time home buyer, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so FHA has been that kind of go-to savior to say, okay, all I need is 3.5% down. And so usually people go the FHA route when they have a limited amount of down payment for their purchase. But what we're finding more and more is that there's people who might have the down payment. They might have 20%, they might have 10%, but they still are deciding to go FHA. And we used to see it just because they have a little bit better of underwriting guidelines for things like short sales and foreclosures. But now we're seeing people.
If you had one in the past.
Right? Yeah. If you have something in the past, you know, a blemish in your past, FHA was definitely more lenient for conventional or jumbo programs. But now, even if people maybe can go conventional, it sometimes makes more sense. And that's something that I think is important to kind of consider.
Okay. So, yeah, I saw something recently like to make a down payment, you need 182% of your income in the Bay Area or some crazy stat like that is how much 20% is. So
Right. Definitely
you could see why that, having a lesser down payment's nicer. But
right.
So how does, as from a borrower standpoint, how do you know if you're getting quoted FHA or not FHA or how do you request that?
So if you're going to a lender, I would say I'd take a step back and kind of explain the three main loan categories or loan programs. So the first one would be considered a conventional loan. So those are just your kind of cookie cutter vanilla programs that have been around forever. The second one would be what's called jumbo. And that's a very funny term for something, but it just means they're big loans, usually above the county loan limits. And in the Bay Area, most counties are at the 636, 150 number. So a little over 600. If your loan amount is above that, then you're probably looking at a jumbo loan. And then you have FHA. And FHA, again, it's capped at that loan limit, the 636, 150 for most of the Bay Area. But if you fall in that category, that might be a decent situation, or at least look at and not rule it out just because you think it might be a first-time homebuyer program.
So if you're jumbo, you know you're out of FHA, so
right.
Don't need to ask.
Yeah. And if you're jumbo, you know you might be out. But to go back to your original question of how do you know what you're getting quoted, you should ask. What program is this? And really, nobody's selling magic products that I know of. So everyone's selling a very similar product, which is either conventional or FHA if you're not in the jumbo category. And so if someone quotes you a rate, you should usually ask, okay, is that a conventional loan? Is that an FHA loan? And really make sure that you're looking at all your options before you rule anything out.
Okay. And so Is there some other benefits of why FHA, I mean, other than a little bit more lenient? I mean, obviously you can see why, because it's insured to the lender, but, mm-hmm. you know, I don't personally care about the lender when I'm borrowing my money, right? You know, I
right.
care about the rate to me, right? And same with your clients care.
Yeah, so if you are looking at, you know, if you have 20% down and you have lots of money in the bank and you've got a great credit and whatnot, then FHA most likely doesn't make sense. Still, you know, look at it, but it probably doesn't make sense for you because you won't have mortgage insurance going any other route. FHA always requires mortgage insurance.
Oh, okay.
So that, you know, right there is probably going to make this not really of benefit to you. But if you're considering putting less money down, even if you have it, if you're considering, okay, maybe I don't want to put the full 20% down, FHA might be a good comparison. Even though you have great credit, you're not a first-time home buyer, and you're putting more than the minimum of 3.5% down that FHA requires, consider that. And the reason that I would say that is, you know, we're in a higher interest rate environment today than we have seen in the past couple of years. Now, historically, interest rates are still ridiculously low.
Still dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Still a good time to borrow.
Yeah. I don't know if I would lend out my money at the rate that big banks, you know, and investors are lending out. But that's great for you and I. And so, you know, consider the FHA, because conventional, you're going to be looking at somewhere around the low fours, or maybe even the mid fours, depending on your scenario. With FHA, you're going to be in the high threes. Now, if you already have mortgage insurance, whether you're going with conventional or FHA because you're putting less than 20% down, you're going to now be closer between the mortgage insurance that you'll be paying with conventional compared to FHA because of the new ruling that FHA has said as far as lowering that mortgage insurance. You know, I would say you're probably looking at interest rate wise a difference of anywhere from 3/8, so 0.375, to maybe even a full half a point difference in interest rate.
Less or?
Less if you go FHA.
Oh, okay.
As well as your mortgage insurance is going to be comparable. You know, that just alone right there is going to be something where, okay, how, you know, again, looking at the true things, how long are you planning to live there? How long are you planning to keep the loan? You know, really having your lending institution show you if this really makes sense for you. But what I'm really just getting at is don't rule it out. It's definitely a viable option for many folks that might rule it out just because they think it's a first-time home program.
And there's no cost or obligation when people call you up, right? I mean, if somebody wants to do this analysis, they...
No, and what we always tout is that when you come in and you do this analysis with us, it's worth the price of admission. Absolutely. And so that's not money, it's time. But yes, it's no obligation, no fees, no gotchas. Come in, sit down with the professional, and have somebody run through the scenario with you.
Yeah, no, I've always really agreed with that approach way more than just walk into your bank and hope you get a good rate or a good deal, right?
So, right.
So that's about it for this week's show for you. But, you know, what's the best way for people to actually, you know, get that admission ticket, I guess, and come in and see you, right?
Yeah, you can reach me by phone at 408-610-3210 or online at www.o2mtg.com. That's O as in Oscar, 2 as in the number, MTG for mortgage.com.
And maybe the phone number one more time, just to make sure people get it.
Absolutely. Phone number is 408-610-3210.
And as always, we've got a link at wealthcreatorradio.com, so you can go find the link to their website there also. It's great to have you, and we'll have you back next month.
Thanks, Eric.
Take control of your financial future. Certified financial planner Eric Heckman invites you to his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshops. These monthly educational workshops will help you learn proven strategies to maximize your retirement income and reduce your financial risk. Eric will also answer questions on Social Security, how to survive in a low interest rate environment, year-end tax planning, and more. Join Heckman Financial and Insurance Services for his Third Thursday's Lunch and Learn workshop at noon on the third Thursday of every month. A light lunch and parking will be provided. Reservations are APR required, so call today, 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. For more information, go to wealthcreator.com and click on upcoming events. That's wealthcreator.com. Seats go fast, so call now, 408-297-9800. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We've been talking about America's retirement system and how it's changed over the years and is it failing you? Well, really what it is it's up to you to really take action. And there's a couple different ways that really people can retire today. And there's kind of two major methods. One is a goals-based income withdrawal strategy. So really what this is talking about is how much money do you need? So maybe it's $6,000 a month in retirement, $7,000, whatever that number is. And then figuring out, okay, how can I withdraw this much money? How can I be getting this much money, you know, for the rest of my life? And so really what you're trying to do is, shoot for some sort of, rate of return. You're trying to reach some actual, goal of money and, a pot of money there to pay out for the rest of your life. The other one, and so this one is really more based on hopefully having enough returns and having the money built up. Now, the other method, instead of doing a goals-based income withdrawal, would be a cash flow income planning method. So the cash flow planning method, what this is talking about is saying, okay, instead of having, the rate of return and having to build some big pot of money, how can I design a plan where I've got so much income coming in? And it's really more focused on truly just the income and a lot of that income being guaranteed and set. So what I like to say is it's a floor of income. So you got Social Security as a floor baseline of income. If you both worked, you might have pretty good Social Security checks. If only one worked, then you might have one bigger check, one smaller. But if you can supplement that with another guaranteed lifetime paycheck or two or three, then now you've got this baseline of income. So you, hopefully, ideally, most of that fixed cost, most of that fixed money that you need for all your expenses is coming in. Now what that does is it says the rest of your money can be just sitting there in terms of paying for the fun stuff, the lifestyle, the trips, everything else. So really, to me, that's the better way to go instead of trying to say, what's my rate of return? But instead, how much income can we get out of it? Because if you build up a lot of money in something, but it's super highly taxed and you don't get much out of it, who cares, really? I mean, really what you want to do is, how can I get the most money? And so that's what we're really focusing on our planning with our clients today is saying, how do you do that? How do you have that method to get that, that big bang for your buck? That's why we have people like Drew Frampton with mortgages on. We talk about, also we have in, reverse mortgages. We look at everything. We look at your legacy plan. We look at your healthcare options. We want to look at all that stuff because that all interrelates to how do you have a successful retirement.
That's what we do. We help people set those up. So if you're one of the first six callers today and you saved at least $250,000 for retirement, just give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, it's 408-297-9800.
If you want to be somebody who can take action to set up a plan for yourself like this, all you have to do is give us a call, 408-297-9800. All we ask is you've saved at least $250,000 up for retirement. Again, that's 408-297-9800, or you can find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com. And that's all for this week's show. Again, if you want to listen to us online, we can podcast these or you can find it on iTunes. But we'll be back here same time, same place next week. So again, if you want to find us online, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thank you for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.